Good morning. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs 17, verse 9. Proverbs 17, verse 9. He who conceals a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates intimate friends. He who conceals a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates intimate friends. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for bringing us here this morning, and thank you for your word, thank you for your presence, thank you for this day, God. We just want to thank you and give you praise and worship this morning. We want to turn to you and fellowship with you. We want to hear your voice. Help us, God, just to abide in you and to pray and to worship you in this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me read to you in a few different versions. In the ESV, Proverbs 17:9 says this, "Whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends." And the NIV says, "Whoever would foster love covers over an offense, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends." Have you been offended by anyone in any way? Or have you noticed or seen someone else's transgression? Isn't it interesting? For some reason, it's easy for us to recognize somebody else's transgression, right? It's easy to notice other people's sins and transgressions and things that they're doing wrong. For me, when I have been offended in some way, my natural response is I want to repeat the matter, right? I want to talk about it. So just recently, just like a week ago, I was offended in some way. I don't want to repeat the matter, but it's just suffice to say I was offended in some way, and it wasn't even a big thing, but it just bothered me, right? My heart was bothered, and it was just, I was, you know, like, boiling inside, just for whatever reason, you just can't let it go, and it was bothering me. And so, what I found that I did in that time, when I was, holding on to that offense, I kept repeating the matter to myself, right? I kept replaying it in my own head, and do you guys do this? Fantasizing about how I could retaliate, right? Just daydreaming and being like, I can say this, or I should have said this, or next time I'm going to say this to this person. And just kind of repeating it in my mind. And the other thing that I knew I really wanted to do was I wanted to repeat it to others. And I did to some degree. Even though, I mean, I tried not to, but there were definitely moments where they were, I just wanted to repeat the matter to other people, mainly to gain their sympathy, right? To say, I wanted them to be on my side. I wanted them to say, man, that's messed up. You know, you have been offended. Just to affirm that I have been offended. And then I guess the last kind of repetition or the repeating of the matter that I wanted to do was I wanted to repeat the matter to that individual, right? I wanted to go up to this person and say, hey, do you remember this? I was offended. I wanted to repeat the matter to that person. So it was a real struggle. I was dealing with it probably a little over a week, and I remember praying one morning and just saying, God, like, I don't want to hold on to this, but obviously I'm bothered. Can you help me? And that's actually the day I came across this short verse. And the Lord spoke to me and said, basically he said, let it go. Let it go. Cover the offense. Like conceal the offense. Hide it. Don't talk about it. You know, stop repeating it in your own head. And don't even bother bringing it up to the other person. Conceal the matter. Yeah. When it says, whoever fosters love covers over an offense or conceals a transgression, that word conceal or cover, it's hiding it, right? It's not talking about it again, not revealing it to other people. I honestly believe some offenses, if you're able to simply pray about it and forgive that person and deal with it with God, they're not worth repeating. Even to the person that offended you. You know, sometimes we talk about keeping short accounts, and we talk about, like if we see something that is going on that is bad for our friend, we think, okay, the right thing to do as a Christian is to approach that person and to talk about it. But I think in some situations, that's necessary for sure. But I think in other situations, the matter is not a serious enough matter. And you just got to listen to the Holy Spirit. But I think it's some things, whether it's a transgression that you see in a person or an offense that you have received from that person, if it's an offense, if you can just deal with it with the Lord, I don't think it's necessary for you to go over to that person and repeat the matter. You just let it go. It's not a big deal. You just say, God, I mean, of course, you have to genuinely be able to let it go. If you're not able to, maybe it's a big thing. Maybe then you got to approach the person, talk about it and whatnot. But if you can, let it go. If it's a transgression, maybe that transgression is not that serious of a thing, one. Or two, maybe it's not the time for that person to be dealing with that. So you got to listen to the Holy Spirit. Even if you see something in another person and you think that transgression needs to be dealt with, you take it up with the Lord, and if it's not the right time, you cover over the offense or the transgression. It's a given, right, that you're not supposed to talk about the offense with other people, right? That's like gossiping, right? If you've been offended or you see something that's going on in that person, it's a given. We're not meant to repeat it to other people. Hey, did you see that? Last week, that person, can you believe it? It annoys me. Whatever, whatever, he offended me. Don't do it. Right? That's repeating the matter. And that creates division. That separates close friends. That separates the body in the church. So that's a given. And number two, stop replaying it in your own mind either, right? I don't know if that's a sin. I don't know if there's a text that says, don't repeat the matter in your own head. But I don't know if it's a sin or not, but it's something that is unhelpful. It's certainly not helpful for you if you want to live a life of joy and peace, you know, and just, what's the word? You know, a life that exudes peace and praise and joy, that's not going to be helpful if you keep replaying it in your mind and just letting yourself boil over the matter. And it's not helpful if you're really trying to forgive that person. It's not helpful. Okay, let me say this again. I'm talking about, I guess in this time, I'm talking about more trivial matters, okay? If it's a serious thing, and it's very heavy, and it's really, it's not just an offense, but it's really, it's damaged you, and it's a heavy thing, then I think there is a time and place for repeating the matter, either, you know, through counseling, or, you know, seeking pastoral counsel, or talking to that person. Okay, so I'm talking about more trivial things. Things that are not that significant, but it just bothers us, you know, and you take offense at things and you want to repeat it and you want to hold on to it. I'm saying, let it go. He who conceals a matter seeks love. So we have a choice. You know, as people in the body of Christ, we have a choice. Are we going to foster love or are we going to create division? Right? Whoever would foster love covers over an offense. That means if you don't cover over these offenses, you're creating division. You're separating intimate friends, close friends. Yeah. Whether or not you have been personally offended, or if you see something, you know, and you want to, for whatever reason, you want to unveil it, uncover it, and reveal someone else's sin, that doesn't foster love in a community that creates division. So, again, the only appropriate way, if the Holy Spirit leads you, is to talk to that person directly, right, if it's a serious enough matter. But other than that, let's not do that. Let's cover over, let's just let it go, and allow the Holy Spirit to just work, and you just let it go, you just forgive. You just don't let it bother you. Because, and there's a reason why we're meant to do this, because of God's ultimate love for you. Right? God, who has sought love in his, his relationship with us, God doesn't uncover our sins. Right? God actually covers over our offenses. He covers our sins. He covers the way we've offended him. He covers our transgressions. Can you imagine if God didn't? Right? If he uncovered everything that you did, if he uncovered our transgressions and publicly displayed our offenses, then, you know, nobody would be friends with you. Nobody would be friends with me if everybody could see all the things I have done, if it was uncovered. But God doesn't do that. He can. Right? He would be just in doing that. He would be righteous because I have done it. But he chooses to cover them, and he doesn't reveal. And so he seeks love, and we have received this kind of love from the Lord. And so that's why we can do the same in our relationship with others. And I think that's why he calls us to cover over an offense. Okay. Pastor Andrew, could you come and lead us in a song, please? Yeah, let's just go before God. I don't know if there's anything in your life right now where you have been offended and you just want to repeat this matter, or you see something in somebody else and for whatever reason, for reasons to gossip or whatever, it makes you, it's enjoyable, you want to repeat the matter, you want to talk about it with others, think about it again and again in your own heart, just don't. Let it go. Let's just say, Lord, I want to foster love in my church, in my community, in my house church. God, I want to cover over. I want to be like you, Lord Jesus. I don't want to unveil things that are unnecessary to be unveiled. So yeah, Holy Spirit, reveal to us, God, if there's anything. And would you speak to us in this time, God? Thank you.
Let us not lift our souls to another. souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob, oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, oh God of Jacob. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another.
Thank you, Lord. Let's go before God in repentance. Repentance for the way we often repeat other people's transgressions, the way we often repeat repeat the stories where we have been offended. One area I see this often is between married couples, and the husband might repeat something the wife did in public, maybe in a funny manner, but just repeating an offense, and the vice versa, the wife repeats something the husband has done. Anyway, let's just repent. Let the Holy Spirit kind of convict you. If you have this, let's just go before God in humility and repentance. Yes, God, thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Forgive us, God, for the times where we didn't foster love. We actually fostered division and breaking up of close friends, God. And so we repent of that, Lord, and I just pray for your grace. And cover us, Lord, with your love and grace and mercy, God. That as a church, as a community, as house churches, Lord, as families, God, that we would be able to be united and really have a strong love, a relationship with one another. And I pray, Holy Spirit, just for your discernment, God, to know when are things happening that we have to bring it up to the individual, and when is it where we can just let it go. And I pray that you'd give us that discernment just to know how to act at the right time. So thank you, Lord. We need you, God. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our community. Let's pray for those that are battling cancer and going through chemo and radiotherapy. Let's pray for God's healing and God's strength for our friends. Let's pray for the next slide, for illness and salvation, for those that are going through serious illness, but they're not saved yet. Let's pray that they would encounter God's grace and God's love. So let's pray for our friends on this list too. Let's go to the third slide. Let's pray for various infirmities for our friends. Let's just pray for healing for them. Let's pray for those that are looking for a job still. Let's pray for God's favor. Let's pray for God's leading, that they will, that God will provide for them and bring them to the best job for them. Let's pray. Let's pray for our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for the government. It's a new government now. Let's pray for a good government. Let's pray that they will have God's wisdom and just God's help. Even if they're not a Christian government, let's pray that they will be led by God. Unknowingly, that the Spirit would give them wisdom and help them. Pray against the wealth gap. Let's pray that something will be done. Let's pray for revival and the churches here and all the different ministries that are listed there. Let's pray for God's support and provision and anointing for them. Let's pray for the staff. Let's continue to lift up Pastor Sam as he is on his sabbatical. Let's pray for a really wonderful time of rest and recharging. Pray for P. Ricky, please. He's still sick, better though. So let's pray for continued healing, full healing. And Pastor Salamat's also traveling. So, you know, it's like a sabbatical, I guess, in a way. I mean, he finished his doctorate degree, so he's taking some time off with his family. Let's just pray for a really nice time for them, restful time for them as well. So let's pray for the staff, just to work well together, work hard together. Let's pray for the hospitality ministry. Pray for welcoming for Pastor Andrew and for Barista that Ashley is leading. Let's pray for all the servants that they would have such a heart of love and that they'll continue to grow and improve. And through this ministry, many people will feel loved and welcomed and accepted, belonged here at church. Let's pray for this ministry. Let's pray for the worship and sound ministry with me and for the AV team with Pastor Kenny. Let's pray for a heart of worship and a heart of excellence. And let's pray for the SPLI class tonight. It's leading worship in small groups. The other one starting next week. So if you can just pray for me, please, as I'm leading the class. And there's 11 other people that are taking the class. Let's pray for a heart of worship for them too, and that they would really learn and grow through this time. Let's also pray for one more thing. You know, Shanti with Godwin, they're doing their children's VBS this whole week. Is it, Tim? Yeah, so let's pray for them. Let's pray that they would have an amazing time. You know, it's for the children this week. So let's pray that the kids, they will believe in Jesus Christ through this. They will experience and encounter the love of God. Let's pray for all the volunteers. Let's pray for Godwin and his team that they would organize this well. So let's pray for Shanti. Thank you, God. We love you. We worship you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us and being with us. And we love you. God, help us to pray and seek your face today, this morning, and the rest of the day. God, I just pray that you would walk with us, that we would be aware of your presence with us, God. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day today.